This nice guitar Buddy's playing here, he'd give $1,195 for that. Show him the back of it, Buddy. It's got beautiful rosewood back on it. It may sound better than my fiddle. I didn't give but $15 for it, see? So if it sounds better, y'all know why, won't you? But his wife was worried about that expensive instrument. And she was afraid his belt buckle might scratch it, you know. But I said, you don't have to worry about that. There's no way it can get that far in to his belt buckle. So all fat boys play guitars, I think. You know, I'm glad I'm skinny.
Yeah, this,
We're gonna play some old traditional songs. So we're gonna play probably, you may call us country hicks when we leave here, but we want you to know that traditional music is a heritage of America. It's the real old time American music. And people from every race and all walks of life have played it, and it's been an enjoyable thing to me. And I hope that some of you will come along and continue with this and pick you up a fiddle or a guitar or whatever instrument you might play and learn some of these old traditional tunes and keep it alive, because it's really American music, back at the real roots of American music. This is coming from times when they didn't have any radios or other entertainment, so they'd gather up and make a little bit of music and dance some. Stuff like that. So we hope you enjoy it. We're going to play a few tunes. The first tune we'll play is called Boil Them Cabbage Down. We'll play a little bit of it, and I might tell you something about it. We'll try to visualize together maybe how they wrote the song. I don't know. We'll see what we can do with it, okay? Settlers days, when America was first founded, people had big cabins, or not big cabins, small cabins. Everything would have been a one-room house. That would have been the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, the bedrooms. You know where the bathroom was, but it wasn't in the house anyhow. But anyhow, I would imagine that some old boy had him a fiddle when he was working on that tune, and his wife was in the kitchen cooking. And she is probably cooking cabbage, because they had to grow everything they had to eat, you know. And cabbage would have been a popular thing. It's easy to grow, and it grows in a fairly short season. And baking hoe cake. You know what? How many of you knows what hoe cake bread is? Okay.
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay. Hoe cake's good. Anyhow, for the ones of you that don't know what hoe cake is, you take flour and you make it up in a dough and you roll it out. Instead of making biscuits out of it, you put it in a skillet, the whole thing, and you bake it and you turn it over, and that's hoe cake, and it's good, real good. So I would imagine he was sitting in there fiddling and said, thinking about them cabbages and hoe cakes he was making. And he said, instead of boil them cabbages, he said, bile them cabbage down, bake that hoe cake brown. The only song I can play is bile them cabbage down. Let me play one more verse of it and you listen to those words. Bile them cabbage down, bake them hoe cakes brown. The only song I can play is bile them cabbage down. ¶¶ That's probably how that song originated. I don't know, your guess is as good as mine, but most of the things that was written back those days is just something that somebody picked up like that, and they'd play it, and they'd play for their own entertainment. Like I said before, they didn't have radios. They didn't have any form of communication. Their neighbor might be 4 or 5 miles down the road, but they'd gather up, and they'd make music. Sometimes they'd get together, you know, and have a big square dance. And when they do that, they'd move the furniture out and dance. Or sometimes they could dance outside. But that's just one of the tunes that was picked up from back in those days. People play music, different styles. It depends on where you live, I think, as to how you play. I was raised in Alabama. I was born in Daleville, Alabama. I'm 52 years old. I have a son going to school over here, so we had some children kind of late, one at least anyhow. And I had some old fiddlers that was around me when I was raised as a boy there in Alabama. And I started learning to play the fiddle when I was in high school. And then I lay it down for like 20 years and didn't fool with it. And that was a big mistake. And then I'd pick it up and get interested in it again, and I'd play a while, lay it back down for several years at a time. And here lately I've picked it up and hope I never do lay it down again. I enjoy it. It's a good pastime. It's good, clean entertainment. Most people today think that you have to get out and go to a juke joint and get drunk and everything to have fun. Well, you don't have to do that. You can sit at home and play with your friends. You can drink coffee or Coke, have a good time. And this is good. I'd like to see some of you follow this and play traditional music. And some of the tunes that they played back then wasn't hoedowns. They got together and they played to waltz music. We're going to try to play a waltz for you now. I believe this waltz come from Germany. It's called Westphalia Waltz.
Thank you.
Thank you. If any of you has any questions you want to ask, I don't know where we can answer tonight, but we'll sure talk about it. If you think of anything that you might like to know about it. Or...
Donald, can you handle this mic for me?
Yeah.
Can you just borrow that one, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
How did you learn to play that? How did you learn to play that instrument?
Okay, when I was a boy in high school, I had just a desire. We got a radio about then. When I was a kid and at home, they didn't have many paved roads. I saw when I was growing up, roads began to be paved and electric lights come through, but... when we got a radio, we used to get the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee on Saturday night. And I heard that, and I heard a fiddle, and I knew that's what I wanted. So I put in on Mom and Daddy to get me a fiddle, and we found somebody that was a friend of the family that had a little old cheap fiddle that I bought from them, and that was hard. Mama had to sell a lot of eggs and hens and things. You know, money was hard to come by then, but we got it up, and I got me a fiddle, and Daddy couldn't play very well, but he could tune it for me. And we had some friends that could play some of the old tunes, and I just more or less learned on my own, but I learned some of the old tunes from an old man named Mr. Wiggum that lived close by us. Okay, we got a lot of questions over here. Let me tell you about Buddy here. Buddy, you might want to talk into this mic here. Let's let Buddy tell you something about how he learned the guitar and his history on playing.
Well, I'm still trying to learn how to play one. And I started out as a small boy, and my dad got me one. I don't know how he got it, where he got it. He has never told me. And when I got it, and I just went around with people that had a guitar, and I learned chords by watching them. Positions they would play on the neck. And after I played three chords on one, which took me a long time, I thought I was in the movies with Roy Rogers because I was about 10 feet tall, and I thought I was as good as it was. And some guy came along and said, it ain't even tuned. And I just stuck it under the bed and figured I better quit for a while. And I run into some other different people along the way and just started playing, and we help each other. And if you're always watching somebody playing an instrument, if you watch positions, it'll help you a great deal because I can't read music at all, and I have to hear it to play it. And like Mr. Sconyer was telling you there about music started back traditionally a long time ago. The way it originally started was a guitar and a fiddle, maybe a banjo. And nobody read music. Nobody had sheet music. They had some sheet music if in churches, you know, but... from just playing at people's houses, like they go there sometimes on the weekend, and like you said, they'll have cake and coffee and sit down and play, and that was their form of entertainment. And I kept working around with different people. And every time I'd see somebody with a guitar, I'd find out what all he knew and watch him, listen to him. And I just worked my way along, and then I'd get listening to the radio, Grand Ole Opry, and I always work primarily on chords on the guitar because a rhythm guitar is mostly chords. It never featured as a lead. A lead guitar would be another guy doing the picking, and I work mostly with a drummer, bass fiddle, and I've been doing it ever since I don't know when, long time ago, and still trying, and I love it. And there's people that can take this thing and make me want to go over and get back at the door, you know. But I'm gonna keep trying. I'm going to get there where they are someday. I don't know how long it's going to take. Do any of y'all play guitar?
We got some other questions over here, too, buddy.
All right, go right ahead.
Let them get the mic up to them.
Was it passed down for generations?
Down from generations.
Yes and no. With me, my uncle played guitar, and he went to a community out here called Beachville near Brantford and started out taking lessons on guitar, and I started out with his help. That's the only one in our family that did then.
How long have you played?
How long? Well, let's see, quite a while. Long time.
Was it hard to learn
how to play?
To me, playing a fiddle or a violin, whichever you want to call it, it's a difficult instrument to play. You have all the chords in this thing from here down to there that you've got all over the neck on the guitar, see? And if you put your finger down and just wiggle it wrong, it discords it, see? But it's a real challenge to learn how to play, and if you've got a desire in your heart to do it, you could learn it. The main thing on learning one, I could teach somebody now a whole lot easier than I learned, is have somebody show you where a basic chord is. And get one tune in your mind and play that tune. You know, just something like Boil Them Cabbage Down. I almost had John playing Boil Them Cabbage Down over at my house one day there. And he's thinking about getting him a fiddle now, see, in one easy lesson. But it's not too difficult if you got somebody to show you a chord and then get a tune in your mind. You have to keep the tune. If you play by ear like I do, you have to get the tune in your mind and then transfer it to your fingers. And it's not too bad.
Do you play any more musical instruments?
This fiddle is the only thing I've ever really had any desire to play. I can play a mandolin a little bit because they tune the same thing. They tune exactly like a fiddle. The only thing, they have 8 strings and they have frets. And I have a hard time getting used to playing with frets. A fret is this thing here across on the strings on the guitar. Anywhere in there that you put your finger, you're okay because it deadens it against that next fret. But on this, you have to be exactly where you want it, and that's the only difference between it and a mandolin.
Who taught you how to play it?
I just more or less learned myself. I had my daddy could tune the fiddle, and he could play just a little bit, but he didn't show me how to play it. He didn't think he could play good enough to show me, or maybe I just didn't want to learn like he did, but anyhow, I just kind of picked it up myself, got it, finally hit on the idea that I had to get one tune in my mind and stuck with that, and I learned from that.
Hey, come on across here, Donald. Get some questions on this side of the room.
Why did you choose to play these instruments?
Myself, I like the fiddle sound. What I'd hear it on the radio, and we had one of the first radios that there was available in our country, and I, for 4, 5, 6 years there, I heard fiddle music, and it just, you know, you hear things that you like better than you do others. You that way with music that you listen to, and the fiddle just seemed to me like what I liked the sound of, so I started trying to learn it. Buddy might tell you something different about the guitar, why he chose it.
Well, I prefer guitar. I always like the sound of a guitar. And it just seemed like that, my uncle, he started out playing the guitar, and I really started learning from him. And I didn't find it no trouble to tune one. I could tune it, but I couldn't do it until after I got it tuned. But I could tell by the sound of it. And over the time, I listened to all music. And every time I hear something that strikes my ear, I'd run and get my old guitar out and hunt it. I'd go up and down that neck and I'd hunt it. Because I can't read music. See, that's why half the time I don't know what he's playing. I can't read it. We play by ear. So neither one of us knows what we're going to play. We just play.
is this your hobby or is it your job?
It's a hobby. I don't think we could make a good living at it, Sugar, if it was our job. We're not professional musicians at all. We're just people that like to play and have a good time at it. And it's a fine pastime, a fine hobby. We have made some money at it. We've done a few shows. We play for centennials and things like that in some of the towns. We've got a 5-piece band that we play, and we play mostly for fun. But when somebody wants us to play, if its surroundings are good, if it's not a a bad place to play, then we go. We believe in going to church on Sunday, but we'll play on Saturday night all night, you know, if the surroundings are good. But that, it has to be a good place for us to play, a good, clean place.
Did you ever think of quitting that instrument, like being discouraged sometimes?
Yeah, when you first start, it's easy to get discouraged, and you'll want to lay it down. But if you've got a desire in you to learn something, it'll come back, and you'll keep playing with it. And if I'd have had a little help when I started, you know, I wouldn't have laid it down probably as much as I did there off and on.
You have a question that hasn't been asked.
Do you like your instrument?
I like it very much. I sure do. This particular instrument I really like, and every fiddle has got a different nature to it. I've got two here I brought today, and I'll play the other one some, and they're completely different, even though they tune just the same and they look alike. They're different, though. They all have a different sound, a different tone to them. Okay.
Can we hear some more music now?
Yeah, let's do play another tune or two. Hold your questions, and we'll get back to it, okay? We're going to play. Like I say, I was raised in Alabama, and probably Alabama fiddlers, Mr. Marshall probably knows more about this than I do. He studies this stuff. But they probably play things a little bit different from fiddlers would in Tennessee or Arkansas. But some of the tunes that we've selected to play today come from all over the country. And so this one that we got now is an Arkansas tune. It's called Arkansas Traveler, and we're going to try it a little bit. Let's see. I believe that's in D. One thing you have to be when you want to try to play, and if you play for somebody, and believe me, I'm more nervous playing for you, and I've played at Tyson Auditorium with it full and not be nervous a bit, but I'm nervous here because this is a classroom, a place where you learn, and we like to be at our best. And I made a terrible mistake on that tune. Don't be ashamed of mistakes that you make, whatever you're doing. Mistakes, you improve by your mistakes. But I could have quit then and got ashamed and put it in the case and went home, but we won't do that. So you make mistakes, and the people that play professionally, all the time, they make mistakes. I've heard a record with mistakes on it. One of the greatest thrills to me is a mistake that I heard Chubby Wise making on a record, and he's one of the finest fiddlers that there is, and he come from Lake City here, but he's been on the Grand Ole Opry for years. And I got a record that he's got a mistake on, and it thrills me to hear that mistake because I see that even the best can make them. So don't be ashamed of mistakes that you make. Okay, let's see what else we want to play. We'll play, we're going to skip around over here. We're talking about Shenandoah Valley, and that's where Shenandoah in Virginia, isn't it? Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. That's they got the mountains up there, and a lot of this music that we play come from the mountain folks like that. But this is called Shenandoah Breakdown. We haven't tried this much, but we'll try it. Thank you. have no idea where it come from. It's just was played by some fiddlers when I was a boy, and it's still played occasionally. A lot of people nowadays don't even know what it is, you know, if you play it, but they call it Wednesday Night Waltz. I don't know where it got the name Wednesday Night Waltz, but that's the name of it. It's in D. Y'all applauding for us, and you can call us country hicks if you want to when we leave here, but really, I'm serious about this old-time music. This is American heritage, and we'd like to see it continue. This is not the only type of music we like. I like all kinds of music. Some of you asked a question a while ago about did we play for it professionally. I have enjoyed playing for it. When I was going to school at Auburn, University of Auburn, we got a little group together, and we played at the radio on Saturday morning. We advertised for Sweet Peach Snuff, and they paid us a little bit for playing. And, you know, when you advertise for people, you have to talk about their snuff. So we used to talk about Sweet Peach Snuff, but they had the announcer doing most of that. But we'd kid about it a little bit, and they paid us a little bit. And I was trying to work my way through college, and I'll tell you, anything you can do, and I really enjoy fiddling. And so I was making a little money enjoying it. And I don't know if I'd enjoy it playing it full time like that or not for money. I like to play for it for fun, like we're doing it here, just, you know, for our own pleasure. Okay, let's see.
Can you show?
That's A, okay? Now, if you wanted to play something like Boil Them Cabbage Down, you just start right here, find your double note on. Okay, and then you put your finger there. Okay, if you go,
show what it's like if your fingers just
okay. See? Hear that discord? See, that's all.
See, he's got no room to make a mistake there. He puts his finger just in the right space.
Look here. That's wrong, see? Just that little. Discard bad when you do it. It's the worst instrument I know of to tell on you when you make a little bitty mistake. It'll really tell on you quick. Sometimes, like a while ago, when you miss a whole string, it really is embarrassing.
She has a question down in the back corner.
Why do you hold the bow that way? Why not straight? Well, you should hold it straight, really, you know. You get to playing and you don't know, and it leans over. Nearly about everybody leans it over to the side. Some people catch it up here. I like a long bow. This bow is about an inch longer than the average fiddle bow. I found this in Detroit, and I bought the bow up there because it's long, and I bought it and this fiddle and another bow and some stuff at the same time. I found some old stuff in the shop there, but I hold it down here because I can get a long stroke on it when I want to, you see. But generally, we should, for you to play real accurate and exact, that ought to be sitting straight up on the strings and pull it straight across. You prevent some of your squeaks and whatnot if you play it right. You know, I might as well tell you the right way, and sometimes I'm not doing it the right way, I'll tell you. I know the right way, but you get wrapped up in what you're doing, and sometimes it don't come out that way. Okay, let's see. Let's play.
Say something we don't know.
Well, we'll play a tune, an old tune called Sally Gooden. My old friend in Alabama, he must have been 75 years old when I was a kid. He was a real fine old time fiddler, and he had a lot of old tunes. This is one of his favorites called Sally Gooden. It's a simple tune, but it's a real good square dance tune. Hey. Them whole cakes brown. Only song that I can sing. Okay, we'll say sing since you're gonna be singing. The only song that I can sing is Bile Them Cabbage Down. You're gonna have to be Miss Brown, you're gonna have to be the song leader now. I can't leave singing. Let me get us a tempo set up, okay? Sing it. Wait now, everybody sing loud this time. Y'all got it, okay? Here's another thing now that's got some crazy words. You don't know where they get them words, but I can think of some old words like Old Joe Clark. This is the name of an old fiddle tune. It's old. Nobody knows where it come from, back in the hill somewhere. But some of the words go like this. Went to see Old Joe Clark. He was sick in bed. run my finger down his throat and pulled out a chicken head. That's crazy stuff. but you know, when you didn't have anything to do but sit around, we don't know where all that stuff comes from, but I've heard them saying that on the Grand Ole Opry, you know.
Yeah.
Went to see old Joe Clark, he was sick in bed, run my finger down his throat and pulled out a chicken head. Let's try to play it anyhow, buddy. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going to leave you today. I guess he must have stayed with him until he got well, anyhow. But that was it. We'll start over and play it again, okay? Just do it single line, but I was doing everything double, you know, for just to keep it from being real quick around. We just play everything like went to see old Joe Clark, he was sick in bed, run my finger down his throat, and pull out a chicken head. Do that twice and then go over the other part twice. It seems that all the fiddlers that I know play it, you know, double like that. If we had a banjo picker, we could show you some things about banjo picking. It goes with this stuff real good. You want to do another question or two?
And I think it'd be good. Okay. Yeah. Lee, you can take the mic, please. And you can ask your question on your way. Just pick it up.
Okay.
Do y'all like to, what music do y'all like to play best? You know, country or traditional?
We like traditional some, and then We like it all, really. We like Western swing type music better probably than anything. And Western swing is a form of country music, and good country music is hard to beat. It's kind of an all-around music. So we probably play as much country as we do anything, yeah.
Did you have any brothers or sisters that played instruments?
No. Yes, I did too. I had a younger sister that took piano lessons, and she didn't take lessons very long. She plays the piano fairly well. She don't play too often, but she does pretty good at it.
Do y'all play in a band or by yourself?
We got a 5-piece band that we play with. When we play somewhere for entertainment or for a street dance or something like that, we play in a 5-piece band, and this is where we play the country music and the Western swing music so people can dance by it, slower music.
What part of Alabama did you come from?
The southeast part, a little bitty place called Daleville, Alabama. It's between Dothan and Enterprise.
My dad, when he was young, about 12 years old, my granddaddy was real sick, and he had to drive a truck down through there.
From Alabama? You know what part of Alabama?
He come from, it's a place called Moundville, Alabama. It's 13 miles out of Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh, close to the University of Alabama. Everybody knows Bear Bryant up in that country.
Have
Have y'all ever played in front of an audience?
Yeah, we play in front of an audience sometimes. We used to have a show at the Tyson Auditorium, and we designed the show for clean family entertainment, and they doubled the rent almost on us, so we had to give it up. You know, we enjoy playing, but we have to pay the expenses when we play. Coming over here is not an expense, but it is expensive when you have to rent an auditorium for the people to come. So the people that was coming, we was trying to charge such a small amount for entrance that it wouldn't pay the rent after they raised it, so we give it up. One of the things that we play when we play in the group, if you play like for a street dance at a centennial or something like that, they won't do all square dances. You have to play slow. One of the things that I can think about is Red River Valley. This is a real old tune. I don't know where it come from. You, John? But it's traditional. It talks about from this valley I'm leaving or something like that, and it's about a cowboy, you know, and a girl and leaving, and it's back when cowboy days were in, and we'll play that. It's a slow tune, real slow. So we'll go ahead and play something like that, and this kind of thing we'd still play today. If we're playing for a dance for people to do slow dancing to.
That's one we don't know, isn't it?
That's one we don't know. Where we're playing, eh? We're trying. That's the type of music that we'd play if we were playing for a street dance. And then today, you know, we play some of the more modern tunes now. Y'all don't think we do everything draggy, and you can't play everything. If you're going to play for entertainment for a large group, you have to play several different kinds of music. And we play a little bit of a, you know, what kind of music you call it, something you can kind of get down on, you know, and we play that kind too, and it's all enjoyable, and I don't know which to say we'd like the best, but as far as me and Buddy go, we probably like something like Bob Wills better than any other type, Western swing music. Maybe Bob Wills is not old enough, he's dead now, but it wouldn't be considered traditional, but one day his music will be traditional music, and if you go out west now, you'll hear it, and it's very, very popular. Since we got to talking about him and y'all asked us, one of the things that we might could play would be a tune that he called Faded Love. This tune we'll play in D probably, and we might go to G and even come up to A. We'll run it in three different keys, so it changes as you go, and it makes the instrument sound a little different. Let's try that, John. If that's all right with you, we'll play that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I don't believe I know it.
Well, I got to think about how.
Now, the Red River Valley, we just played that. We never played it before, really. Ain't no joke. Now, that's really the truth. We had never played that song before. And listen here.
Okay. We're going to play this one now.
Thank you.
talking about, you know, the kind we like, and we like that. Yeah, Mr. Marshall's got something here I was going to show y'all and talk about that a little. It'll give me an opportunity to play my other fiddle, too.
Yeah. Well, Sonny's brought this broom along. I know, and I think his wife made. You've seen these before, I think. They sweep under the tables, sweep the floor. This is a broom sage broom. And if you pick a couple of brooms out of broom straws out of here,
this
and you can use them on an instrument.
They used to go where they, you know, where they get together. You stand up, buddy. Let me sit down there for us to do this. They used to not have maybe people that could get together in the community. They might not have a guitar to go with the fiddle, so they done what they call banjoing, and that's they'd beat some rhythm on the same thing that the fiddle's on. So in banjoing, they'd take and pull them a straw out of the broom here like I've done and break it in two, and they just they'd tap on the fiddle while they were playing, and the rhythm leaves, you know, kind of on the fiddle. It wasn't the best rhythm in the world, and we're not good at it, but anyhow, it's an old thing that I just wanted to show y'all. It's something that it did do. And also, my daddy said when he was a young man and they were going around and having dances in the community that there was a real fine old colored gentleman that played a fiddle for them. And they had, he didn't have a bow, wasn't able to buy a bow. Money was hard to get in those days. And they'd play, how many of you know what a lighter is? It's a fat pine. It's where the tree's been cut and the turpentine settled down, okay? We put rosin on the strings, and so that fat lightered splintered, he'd cut him, and he had it smooth and long enough. He'd take that and turn it over and play on the back, you know? I mean, just like playing this, but I got enough rosin on my strings that it's pulling with this right here, see, because I'm, even though it's a backside, so he didn't have a bow and he used a stick. So they made him up enough money in about three dances, I think, for him to buy him a $2.50 fiddle bow, and he was in business, see. The bow's the best, but on this right here, they call it banjoing, where you don't have an instrument, and this was old time stuff, and you beat on the strings. We let Buddy get over here and tap on this, and this tune that we're going to play here is,
because this is,
we're going to play it just a little bit.
We've never tried.
So you get right over here, buddy, and they can all see. This is a tune called Black Mountain Rag, and I learned this from the Grand Ole Opry, a fiddler named Curly Fox. He played this thing just about every time he went to the Grand Ole Opry. And it's a real fine hoedown tune called Black Mountain Rag. And we're going to play just a verse of it here and let Buddy beat on it with the straws, and then I'll get back up and he can take the guitar and do it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Take a lot of practice to get to where you could do it, but if you had the practice doing it, you'd be hitting the open strings and it would sound great. What
about three?
Okay. Tone. Well, what we're gonna do is try to play that tune and let Buddy use a better instrument for him. He plays the guitar better than he does his straws, don't y'all think so? We'll play that same tune. Thank you.
very much.
They made up tunes about everything. We got one more minute and a half. This tune is called Gray Eagle, and I'm sure it was written about an Indian. We've got a tune called Lost Indian. We intended to play all that stuff for you, but we don't have time. We'll try a little bit of Gray Eagle here, and this is my version of it. I don't know. Just about everybody plays things a little different, and I play the things the way they feel good to me, and
we'll show you how to get lost.
Come over and playing for you, and we have made some mistakes, and we're not ashamed of them. And we hope that some of you might get you a fiddle and a guitar and try to learn some of this thing. And I'll be honest with you, if you ever think you're interested in it, if you can't find me, you ask Mr. Marshall. I'll show you how to play a fiddle. I'll try to help you with it. If any of you want to pick up one and try it, well, fine. I'll help you with it any way I can. Be more than happy to do it. I'd like to see somebody in this class start doing it. It's not all that bad, it just looks bad. It'll sound bad, now you'll run your family crazy when you first start it, but it's interesting. We've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.